This one with a standing room only overflow crowd, despite the meeting's short 3-day notice. The reason for the meeting was, as DNA Board President Renee Fellman put it,
"But what's happened, because they really haven't answered our questions of yes to our satisfaction, is it's created questions in our minds about whether or not we can really rely with confidence on their decisions. And I guess it's sort of the trust has been broken, and I'm sorry to see that."
For this meeting, DNA invited a group called Riverfront for People, a group formed in the 1970s to remove the 8-lane Harbor Drive along Willamette and replace it with Tom McCall Waterfront Park. Making the presentations were lawyer Joe Smith, former city official and founder of Willamette Week Ron Buell, and urban planning engineer George Crandon, along with a brief assist from retired TriMet planner Jim Howell. They admitted they were mounting an 11th-hour effort. Ron Buell explained,
"We know it's late, and we know that it went through a process. However, the length of the construction time and a number of buses coming off the mall, two very important issues in this, weren't really aired during the citizens' advisory process in any way that we heard. And that's why we felt free to raise these issues at this time."
It appears that instead of coming up with a solution for Portland's mass transit problems, TriMet has been busy planning a problem as their solution. TriMet admits that not all of the buses will fit in the new mall with the addition of both light rail and 24-hour auto lanes. So in order to accomplish this, TriMet is proposing to move anywhere from one-third to one-half of the buses off the mall, not only for the 2 years it will take to build, but even after construction. TriMet is proposing running some buses on semi-malls on Jefferson and Columbia Streets, as well as possibly on 3rd and 4th, and on 10th and 11th. This will destroy the mall as Portland's primary mass transit hub, which it was originally intended to be. It also separates the bus stops even further, up to 4 or 5 blocks apart, making using the system much more difficult for the elderly and the handicapped, and forcing riders to learn which buses run on which downtown streets makes the mass transit system much more difficult to use for everyone. Why would TriMet do such damage to its own mall and its own enterprise?
They got into this design because of the $12 million put up by the people who own the property and in the little LID. They wanted to have a through auto lane.
As urban planner George Crandall put it,
"Transit agencies are most concerned about getting the rail built, getting transit built, as they should be. But they're not about building community. That's not what they do. And we need to recognize that. And they retain people to work with them who will reinforce their notion about how to get it built in a hurry."
And Crandall suggests,
"What the business community has been told is that the downtown retail revitalization strategy suggested putting traffic back on the mall. And that's it. And so if you put traffic back in the mall, it will be revitalized. What they didn't tell them was that was only half the story. The recommendation said put traffic back on the mall and the parking. If you take the parking away, those lanes do very little for the retail."
Riverfront for People points out that the rerouting of mass transit throughout the downtown will destroy the downtown economy as the mall's impact spreads from 35 blocks to a projected 147 blocks impacted by 2 years of construction and possibly by a diffused mall after that.
"This project in our downtown is about the investment environment and the quality of life in our community. And so we say that the downtown will be permanently damaged."
As the week progressed, former Mayor Vera Katz, Mayor Tom Potter's office, and members of the City Council have all taken public notice of the rising opposition. The Downtown Neighborhood Association will be deciding how to officially respond to TriMet's planned revitalization in a meeting this coming Monday, February 20th, at 3:30 p.m. in the Pettigrove Room at City Hall. Riverfront for People recommends,
"Prepare a new design for the mall that separates light rail and buses and kill the weaving serpentine design. And shorten the construction time dramatically from the current 2-year plan. We believe that if you separate light rail from buses, you will be able to do that, and you'll also save money. And consider keeping autos on the mall during off-peak hours only."
For KBOO News, I'm Richard Francis.